have a mental health crisis that is a direct result of this housing crisis as well. We have people who are homeless. We have people who are living in unsuitable conditions with the damp and the mould, especially now the winters here. We have people who can't afford a home, young men and young women who are still living with their parents. And that affects their mentality. That affects their pride as well when they're still living at home. But obviously when you're living in an unsuitable condition, you may have children as well. It's a huge strain on their mental health, a huge stress and anxiety on their mental health as well. And because the place, you know, homes may be mouldy, that means the extra money that has to go in to heat the home. And that means that they don't have enough money to feed themselves. So all these factors come in. And of course, there's no doubt that this is going to affect people's mental health.
And you work locally in relation to the issue, and you believe that there needs to be more pressure put on central government through Donegal County Council.
Without a doubt, this is a total crisis that's going on. And every single councillor in Donegal County Council has to be there. They should be marching down to Leinster House and demanding that something to be done. And not just Donegal County Council, I mean every single council. I don't think people know the true severity that's actually going on in this country, let alone this county, about homelessness going on. We have couch surfers. I've been talking to many people who wish to remain anonymous, and they don't want to speak out because they're scared of speaking out, because they'll be blacklisted, because they have children and they're feared their children's going to be taken away from them. They have all this fear, they have all this negativity about it.